The song Promiscuous has been everywhere lately, the top of the Billboard chart, a top iTunes download, all over top 40 radio. It's a dialogue between singer Nelly Furtado, the promiscuous girl of the title, and Timbaland, known for the purposes of the song as Promiscuous Boy. Their flirting conversation in the song generated a conversation among several of the young men and women at youth radio.
Girls and, like, boys, that's how they act towards each other. There's that little game of, I like you, you like me, but we're not going to tell each other.
She's trying to play hard to get, but it's like a game.
Looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with the light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand.
How you doing, little lady? Yeah, like, stuff like that. That's how people approach girls.
When you meet a person, the way they approach you is very different nowadays. It's not necessarily, hi, how are you doing? You know, my name is. It's more, hey, you look good. Let me holler at you. There's no quality to anything anymore.
Dudes is getting straight to the point. They just be like, yo, so when you gonna have sex with me?
I like the song because of the beat, but I don't necessarily agree with the message. I mean, promiscuous girl, like, that's not something that a guy should want. I mean, guys should care about the personality, intelligence, confidence.
That whole idea of a dude being able to be easy, you don't hear that in hip-hop. You don't hear that in pop.
Chivalry is dead, like the whole opening doors for a girl and walking on the outside of the street. You don't see that happen much.
It ain't dead for me. It ain't dead for a lot of my peers and a lot of my homeboys, so I can't really say it's dead.
Wait. I don't mean no harm. I can see you with my t-shirt on.
I can see you with nothing on. Feeling on me before you bring that on.
It's just like adults trying to grasp the idea that teenagers do have sex nowadays. It's hard for them to, like, think, oh God, that's what they're doing, and they're putting it out there. Like, we may have done that, but that was in, like, Johnny's car, and we sure as heck didn't talk about it with the other kids.
Bring that home.
You know what I mean.
Girl, I'm a freak, you shouldn't say no thing.
I'm only trying to get inside of your brain to see if you can work me the way you say.
It's okay, it's alright. I got something that you don't like.
Yes, I do believe that songs like this lead to promiscuous behavior, and what you hear is a big effect on how you live.
Your favorite celebrities are the ones singing the song, and you're going to want to live her lifestyle, and you're going to change the way you act. I mean, I do feel like it really contributes to the way girls just carry themselves.
I mean, unless you're already sexually active, a song will not make you go out and have sex.
A lot of old soul songs had that real smooth-talking dude. A lot of people born in that time was conceived to those songs, but I don't think nobody's playing Promiscuous Girl and getting it on. That's a little too corny.
Quincy Mosby, Alana Germany, Jennifer Marshall, Jaquez Edmondson, David Bickham, and Maria Gonzalez all talking about the song Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado and Timbaland. That piece was produced by Youth Radio. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.